and this music.
There's a lot of non-Reinheitsgebot breweries in popping up in Berlin. Well, and Stone is over there.
Yep.
I never say that word right.
Reinheitsgebot. 1516.
Reinheitsgebot.
I'm so jealous.
We learned early on.
Yeah.
Yes. It's one of, I'm trying to learn German on and off for like the last 5 years, and there's some words, but some words, oh my God. Especially the 36-letter long words.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's like the super compound, like...
Yeah, they just keep adding more syllables like instead to the of a same sentence, word instead of making a new word.
It's a whole big word.
The funny part is, though, you'll see those words, you won't really know what it means, but you'll kind of know what it means, even just as an English speaker.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of get those hints in there, yeah.
So anyway. What's our game?
Mm-hmm. Dot, 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 but...
I mean, it's made by a giant company, but no, I mean,
I now have the song Rock and Roll McDonald's in my head, by the way.
Rock and Roll McDonald's.
Oh my God.
What? Who?
You've never heard this song?
No, I haven't either. I thought Oh, wait,
are you talking about Wesley Willis?
Yes, Wesley Willis.
I was about to say, like, is this a Wesley Willis song?
Yeah. And I'm still being oblivious. Who's Wesley Willis?
Oh, what?
Boy.
I can geek out on some things, but not all the things.
Rock and Roll McDonald's.
I don't know Rock and Roll.
Miss Morissette.
I don't know that.
That was his hit.
Yeah. No, Rock and Roll McDonald's was kind of his hit.
Yeah. I don't know.
Dan is getting it.
I'm sensing a throwdown.
So he was an artist and some sort of musician who every one of his songs was all the same sample from his Casio keyboard.
McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat.
Oh.
By the way. Get down to the rock music. That's what he looks like.
He's handsome. Oh my fucking God. How did I not know this?
I don't know. We found him in college like a few months after finding Daniel Johnston, and like someone was looking for the next thing.
All right. I can see that.
McDonald's will put pounds on you. They make quarter pounders with cheese. They will put pounds on you. It's the lyrics that make his songs.
My life has been bright.
I think that's why we were always more partial to Alanis Morissette.
Well, isn't it ironic?
I have one of his albums.
I have it on my iPod.
Oh, no. I think I bought a CD at one point.
I downloaded it. I don't have it. That's awesome.
Roll it was the 90s.
It's great for a road trip.
I'm going to be singing that for the next 3 days.
Yep.
It is very catchy. I like the Beer is Good song, too.
Well, beer is good.
Beer is good. Oh, beer is good. And
good
stuff.
Beer is good. Good beer is good and stuff.
What was it?
Mediocre beer is
good.
Not.
No, it's pizza. They say beer will make you dumb. It are good with pizza.
Didn't he also have like one like I'll whoop your ass or something like that?
Jeez, I don't know.
There are a couple where he was really angry and wanted to kick people's asses and drop like F-bombs like crazy.
Nice. I thought there was a literal statement. The song was called I'll whoop your ass or something like that. Because that would be awesome.
Possible.
Bringing back to Star Trek. Remember the episode where they had the self-destruct running? Yeah. And they would have shut it
Which
off.
Which one?
Well, no, I know. And,
that's a good point.
That's like 20%
Picard,
of the episodes
well,
right
Picard
there.
Picard and Riker both have to tell the computer that they want the self-destruct to stop.
Again, which one? Are we talking season two with a binary?
I don't remember the specific episode, but it was one of the funniest scenes ever.
I think she out-nerded you.
I think so. That's fine. I appreciate that. I respect that.
I'm a serious nerd.
But he tells him to cancel the self-destruct sequence, and it was like... It asked, you know, that Riker had to confer, and he's like, I do, William, Riker do wholeheartedly, completely, and utterly concur with every ounce of my being. And it shuts off, and Picard
just found his dream girl.
And Picard's like, you just had to say I concur.
No, yeah, and Picard just said, a simple yes would have done number one.
I'm almost 100% sure
that
is season two, and it has to do with the whole binary race and the holograms and the...
No, that's the one where he gets all jiggy with the androgynous girl.
Did you say jiggy?
No,
Riker fucked everything.
No.
And this is one of the reasons I love Riker. This is one of the reasons I love Riker. Jonathan Franks, you were my other crush back in the day.
Two takes freaks.
But... But, no, those were separate episodes. To get back to the point at hand... I'm pretty sure you're referring to season two. He didn't get it on with the androgynous girl. He got it on with the hologram on the holodeck.
That's even
Which
weirder.
Which one, though?
I mean, again, yeah, he banged a lot of holograms.
The hot one?
The hot one. And the brunette, the jazz chick.
Oh, I remember that. Though also there were about 4 or 5 jazz / prohibition episodes.
Sure,
and
yeah.
Riker did
no,
get laid
multiple.
In almost all
I don't even know how many. I'd have to sit down to a count, and I'm not that dorky. I've got a life. I have things to do, beers to drinks. Yeah. I said drinks.